Willis Reed played on an injured leg in the 1970 NBA Finals, thus inspiring his Knicks teammates to a championship performance. In Game 5 of the 1997 Finals, Michael Jordan took the court with a fever of 103 degrees and scored 38 points. These are the sorts of performances some basketball historians have invoked in the discussion of why Derrick Rose did not return from knee surgery to help the Chicago Bulls, who were eliminated from the playoffs by the Miami Heat on Wednesday night. Joining me is John Greenberg, columnist for ESPN Chicago. John, welcome to Only a Game.
Oh, thanks for having me, Bill.
Derrick Rose had successful knee surgery last year. He was cleared to play in early March, and you have written that the story of his return is, quote, the biggest hoax in Chicago history. Does the use of the word hoax mean you think Rose never intended to return to the Bulls this season?
I don't think he had much of a plan to. I think it was never completely closed, but I think all along, and this goes from the team, Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner of the Bulls, told him from the beginning, do not rush this. You know, he's 24 years old. He's got they'd like him to play for, you know, another 10 years here in Chicago. So he was told not to rush it. And then his people, his agent, his family, and all, you know, all the people around him, they told him not to rush it. Now, that isn't to say he didn't work on his rehab, because I watched him do it, and he worked his tail off. You know, the Adidas marketing campaign was called The Return, and that was, you know, this documentary series. It was all to sell shoes, and I think any intelligent person realized that. But it also, you know, was meant to kind of evoke these images of him coming back. And the fact that he didn't do it, you know, became like a huge joke. And as I was writing my column yesterday, I thought about that, you know, the Al Capone's vault in Geraldo. You know, that's kind of what it made me think of.
Rose has taken a lot of heat, so to speak, from fans and from some writers. But shouldn't any athlete be allowed to make the decision about when he's ready to come back after a serious injury?
Absolutely. You know, and I think that's what people forget, you know. And I think a lot of the anger and the disappointment about this is because people love watching him play. You know, he's such a dynamic player. He's from Chicago. And I understand people were worried that maybe he's a little too much inside his own head. But I can understand him being wary if he's not completely confident on it. Would that lead to other injuries? Would that, you know, would it mess him up mentally?
Is it fair to say that this story would never have become such a big deal if back in March Rose hadn't said he didn't want to come back before he could dunk off his left leg and that he wanted to be, quote, 110% before he returned?
Yeah, absolutely. He hadn't talked to the local media, and then all of a sudden a story came out in USA Today. I know his people set it up. It wasn't the Bulls. They were kind of blindsided by it. It wasn't Adidas. They had no idea this was coming. I think that his people wanted to put out there, like, hey, you know, everyone's saying he's coming back this day, this day, this day. You know, that's not 100%. I think the Bulls handled it well in that they never aired him out to dry, but, you know, there's definitely some disagreements between Rose's team and the Bulls, and some of it goes back a number of years.
If Derrick Rose had come back for the playoffs, and if he'd been reasonably close to game ready when he did it, would his presence have made a difference in the series against the Heat?
Yeah, it would have made somewhat of a difference, but I don't know, you know, can a guy miss a whole season and come back against the NBA champions? He's so good, even at 85, 90%. Of course, he would have made some difference. Would he have led them to a victory? You know, I extremely doubt that.
Chicago, of course, is the city where Michael Jordan displayed such exceptional determination to play and to continue winning no matter how often he'd won. Does this mean being Derrick Rose in May of 2013 is harder than it would have been to be Derrick Rose if he'd been employed somewhere else?
Yeah, I think you do get measured against him. He is unique enough to carve out his own legacy. But it's interesting because I think to a lot of people, he's going to have to live this down. A lot of people think he is less of a star because he didn't come back to play. You know, people are going to question every time he misses a game with injury. You know, I don't know how long it'll take. It could be till he wins a title.
John Greenberg is a columnist for ESPNChicago.com. John, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Oh, always. Thanks for having me, Bill.